Bonjoro, Southside.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
We're doing the ladies' room this morning. I threw out a bunch of topics us ladies discussed. Joining us in the studio, we have local comedian Sarah and Hannah in with us. Thanks for coming in. I know you guys are doing brunch with The Basics.
The Basics. The Basics.
And I know you got a Facebook page. You said if people want to come out, they can also use a promo code. You got a promo code that people can, because you have a sponsor.
We have a sponsor.
We got a corporate sponsor.
Shambong.
Now, these are like champagne glasses.
Because it's awesome.
Yeah.
No, is that
because it's awesome.
Is that really, that's it?
Yes, that's it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So to clarify, it's a champagne glass with like an open stem.
Yeah.
And it just like delivers champagne right to your mouth.
But faster.
But fast.
Because who doesn't want to chug their champagne?
Right.
Why sip it when you can chug it? That should have been there. Why sip when you can chug it?
Yeah.
Okay, and there's if people want to get these champagne flute bong things.
Yeah, if you want to use promo code hashtag brunch bongs,
you save a little money.
$5 off your purchase.
Fabulous. Just fabulous. All right, so
our moms are real proud.
No doubt about it.
We're just jealous we couldn't get them to advertise on our show.
We thought about bringing some in, but then we both have to go to work.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to Uber to work.
Well, we wouldn't. Tell.
Again.
Again.
Well, you guys cover a lot of different topics during your shows. And another one of the things we were talking about is when do you know, like, when do you delete your dating apps and stuff like that? Like, when you're, what's your policy about when you start seeing someone, when do you start deleting the dating apps, the dating profiles? What is the appropriate time frame to do this? 280-1025. What do you think, Sarah? Do you have a policy?
Well, first, I'm real excited if I have a date.
Right.
So there's that. Also, I don't know if I'm like really ready to delete my Tinder profile because I put a lot of work into that.
Yeah.
I look real good on there.
Well, you should look good. You are good looking. Now, so once you delete it, though, you can't pull, because like Facebook, you can bring it all back. Do you have to reestablish all of it?
No, you can pull it back up anytime you want.
Well, if you deactivate your account, then all your matches go away. Because when I deactivated mine, I lost all my Irish ones, and like that was a sad day.
Do you have Tinder matchups around the world?
Well, I went to Ireland last year, and I did well over there on Tinder.
Oh, I bet.
Let me clear. I just match with a lot of people on that. Oh, boy.
We're not judging. We're judging a little, but not a lot. No, that's funny. Okay, so what do you don't delete it at all? You just keep it going until you have a talk with someone?
Does
that still happen when dating?
Yeah, but also I was like hanging out with a guy one time and he was like, oh, look at this video. And then all of a sudden he was getting all these like Bumble matches. And I was like, you want to turn off your Bumble when you're with me? Maybe.
At least not have it going up. Da-ding, da-ding.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Veronica seems nice.
Veronica.
Mental note in case if I ever get divorced. Oh. Turn off your Bumble.
Turn off Bumble, Ken.
Got it.
And what about you, Hannah? Do you have a policy here?
Well, I just deleted all my dating apps, like in a strong, independent woman move. and I was like, I'm going to meet all my guys organically. Like, it's just going to happen. And I'm just waiting.
I like it.
So,
you're going organic.
Yes,
that's funny. That's a funny way of putting
dudes,
it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star 102.5.